This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du willst beim Shoppen richtig Geld sparen? Dann lad dir jetzt die Idealo-App runter und finde aus tausenden von Shops den besten Preis für dein Wunschprodukt. Einfach und schnell.
Der Preis ist wow, oh, und immer low, oh. Idealo, low, oh, low, oh. Idealo, low, low.
Jetzt downloaden und sparen. Idealo, die Preisvergleichs-App.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Drew Hastings has a big announcement. He's having a baby. Well, that would be a miracle. It's actually his wife who's having it. I think you know what I'm trying to say. It's coming up next.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker. You know what, man? I'm really sick of everybody whining and moaning about this recession, and I'd say it right to their face. I mean, it's time to start looking at all the benefits of it, especially around Valentine's Day. Man, watching the economy splinter like a wicker chair under a fat chick's best thing ever to happen to us, guys. I swear to God it is, because it gets us off the hook for romance. Think about it. I mean, not long ago, when most of us had luxuries like a job and a house, women had to be spoiled and hosed down with, like, gifts on Valentine's Day. Oh, Donnie, I need a movie and dinner. Well, the days of hitting the drive-through first are over, Angel. I swear to God they are, because now it's a buyer's market. I mean, anyone looking for a house, a car, or some Valentine's tale can pick it up cheap. I swear to God they can. I mean, think about it. If she loved a heart-shaped box of fine chocolates in the past, she'll be thrilled with a liver-shaped bag of Funyuns this year. Everybody knows it. Yeah. Why give roses when you could say so much more with the mixed bouquet of Slim Jim, Sco Bandits, and Rubbers? Now, for you guys that ain't got it in a budget to hit the movie and dinner, just do half of it. Supper's good. But don't worry about springing for high-priced bottles of wine, man. No. I mean, if you really want to impress her, when you pull up to the speaker, let her go supersize on the fries and get the apple dippers. Splurge! Because then it's time to cap off a perfect evening of romance by checking into a nearby back seat. Oh. Or, for those fortunate few, into the boat for sale parked in their mom's driveway. For your information, Angel, I chose the boat because I didn't trust the shocks on my truck. So shut your face. A lot better in your waterbed that don't have sheets.
Oh.
Ever had sex on a vinyl waterbed mattress? I swear to God, man, every time I pulled out my rubber hit it, there was more squeaking than an NBA game. So happy Valentine's. I got it.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I look around the room. I see Chick McGee across the way.
Hi.
Looking very good. Chick, a little bit discouraged by some certain events in the NFL over the weekend.
Chiefs had it, man. Chiefs had it. The league should step in and say, due to extenuating circumstances, Chiefs and Saints go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
Bingo.
That?
They legislated.
Yeah, that's good.
No, what, they do that in college football. They get a board of people together and
that's
go,
true.
We decide. Here's what we're going to decide. Chiefs and the Saints were better yesterday, but they lost.
Mm-hmm. We have Ace here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
Hello, world.
No, thank you very much, Ace. We're being visited by the distinguished Drew Hastings. Distinguished, let me think about this for a second. In the Hair Hall of Fame, probably the best hair of any mayor over 50 in this country. There's Josh.
Hi.
That's Christy. This is Tom speaking. Hillsboro, Ohio is the town that Drew lives in on a farm, and he
Drew
is, in fact,
is far too
he
modest.
Is in fact the, he's in fact the mayor.
To admit this, but he came up with the phrase, don't Hassle me, man.
That's correct.
He was a young lad.
Hassle me, man.
He flipped, and the hair flipped to go with it.
And Drew is, in fact, a farmer. You have how many cattle?
18.
18.
Dude, you should see his farmer coat in the green room. It's stunning.
It's legit.
Carhartt? What is it?
Oh, yeah, I think it is a Carhartt.
Yeah, a big, heavy Carhartt.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wool.
For this kind of weather.
Now, do you name your cattle since you've only got 18?
No, you never.
Will you get off of them?
Never name anything that
you're going to eat.
That's going to
be. Oh, yeah.
Because once again, in Drew's case.
How many cattle do you own?
I don't pretend to be a cattleman.
He's not pretending.
Neither does Drew. He's doing it.
So what you're saying is.
I've got almost 50 acres, just under.
You're telling Drew that all of his life he's just pretending.
I think he'd probably agree with that, certainly.
No, most certainly not. I walk the walk.
There you go.
Drew has done more living in his life than any other person.
He was
a
world-class polo player?
Yes.
Polo player. Went to the national championships in the very first annual paintball games in the early 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know that? Yes. Well, I didn't know either of those things.
I was one of the top champions in paintball.
You've been an entrepreneur many times.
Entrepreneur many times. Yes. One of my favorite things we had when I was a child, my first business, we used to go in the climb in the dumpsters behind a medical clinic not far from my house because you wanted old syringes back in those days, you know, to inject frogs. You know what kids do.
Sure.
So, well, they had these x-rays. The doctors would throw away x-rays, and it turned out they were women's breasts, mammograms. Oh. And we wanted to sell them like trading cards around the neighborhood. And
I blame you.
The name.
I was going somewhere with my thing, and now
this is much better.
This is derailed.
Well, the name was on the bottom of it.
Okay.
And it would be like, well, that's Mrs. McCarthy from over on Oak Street. And you could say,
beautiful.
And you could tell, like, well, I don't know her name, but you can tell she's Catholic because you can see a cross right here in the middle of the whole thing.
Yes, sir. She didn't take it off for the
X-ray. Sir. Yeah, it was.
Love it.
Yeah. Entrepreneur, is he?
Yeah. Okay.
So once again, you are officially a cattle farmer.
Yes, and I'm in.
And these are beef
I'm
cattle.
In my last year of my second term as mayor.
Okay,
just beginning.
How long do you keep these cows?
Well, the cows you keep them until they can't breed anymore.
I'm so. How long have you had the ones you've got now?
Well, some of them I've had 4 or 5 years.
Oh, don't they become beef cattle at some point? They're dog food. What is?
Yeah, but not really. The female cows that have been used for breeding aren't really considered good.
Do you have female cows or male cows?
Oh, well, you have females.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You've reached in and birthed a
you
calf.
You bring a
right?
male in.
Yeah.
The male does the cow. Uh-huh. The cow has a calf. Then you have a cow-calf pair, which, of course, that's what I see and what all farmers see is a cow-calf pair. Some of my more, let's just say, liberal friends will come out from the city. They don't see a cow-calf pair. They see a single-parent household.
Yes. Yeah.
I see.
Yes. And they're wringing their hands.
And gnashing their teeth.
Forgive me for my total lack of knowledge. You don't artificially inseminate. They actually go at it and
yes.
The most natural way.
Have you seen them going at it?
Oh, yes.
I bet that's really something.
Oh, yes.
Can they get hurt?
Well, they can.
You know. Just like humans could.
Okay.
Sure.
They can.
So you don't milk these cows?
No, you don't milk them. You only milk Holsteins. Holsteins are the black and white dairy cattle.
Okay, I see. Yeah. So you
what color are your cows?
Generally black. Angus.
So,
an Angus cross, they call it.
So do you have to ever have a so-called cattle drive, or is your idea of a cattle drive putting one on a trailer and driving it across the city?
Yes. I think we should bring back the cattle drive. I think it would be good for young people and for people to see the great history of our country. But,
that's right. Mr. Skimmerhorn and Centennial. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good to know.
Cattle drive.
It's my understanding you have some news for us. So is this a good time to release this news?
Oh, sure.
Okay, give us some background and then let us know what the new news is.
Well, you know, I was single for a long time, as you know. And
married now?
Married. I happen to get married to probably one of the better women in the world. And that's just my opinion. It turns out I found out just recently that my wife and I didn't know this. My wife and I apparently have replicated our DNA. Now, it was explained to me in a different way, but I prefer to,
really think of it as replicating our DNA. Mm-hmm. We're having a baby is, I guess, the most common.
What?
Yes, we're having a child. She's with child. And so now this event will be occurring, and I'm preparing for it. I'm preparing for it now. Can you hand me that bottle over there?
Yeah.
No, I'm very excited about this.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you're a man of a certain age.
A very certain age, yes.
Well, so, wonderful.
Oh, I'm very excited about this.
Does Medicare cover the...
Yes. Yes, they do. They do cover aspects of it. I'm hoping. Having my
baby. Now, due to your advanced age, will she have a grown-up? Is that right?
Will she have a what?
Yes. Grown-up. She'll have, like, the child will be 18, 19 years old when she's born because you're older.
Oh, yes, I'll be older. I won't attend his or her graduation, but a photograph of me will be there. No, I will.
A cardboard cutout. You're getting cardboard cutouts made for many occasions now.
No. I'm quite excited.
You're joining my club.
Yeah, I'm joining your club, and I'll be honest with you. I got a little nervous last night. I did some numbers, crunched some numbers on my calculator. You're talking. This is not. You're talking, Josh. $200 to $300 a month, mm-hmm. not semi a month,
yeah.
In extra expenses, uh-huh. Of a child,
yeah. And, really? Yeah. That's what you think?
Yeah, that's what you've allotted.
$200 to $300
Okay.
$200 to $300
And well, congratulations.
Thank you, yes. Very much. I'm squealing with delight at young Pomeroy, or depending on what.
Do you know what you're having?
No, well, you know, it's 50, like a coin toss.
Sure, yeah.
It's either going to be a boy or a girl. Can't really be a
Charles
else.
Is great. Charles is the perfect name. Charles or Charlotte. You go either way.
Charles or Charlotte.
Charlie. Call him Charlie.
We're kicking around Druina.
Oh, Druina. That's lovely.
kicking it around, are you?
No, I
not
like...
by we, I assume you mean you and one of your buddies.
No, so I have to tell you this. So at Christmas, we decide, and we'd all been hesitating to tell my mother because my mother, as you know, sits high in judgment.
Didn't your mother give chair. You for your birthday something that really meant something to you? Remember that? To give you a card of some sort?
A birthday card or something?
Yes. His mother looked at him and said, "Mommy." No, you looked at your mom and said, "Mommy, do you love me?" And yeah. Your mother said,
"Don't be stupid. I'm your mother, aren't I?" That was one. And
don't be stupid. That's what the card says.
That's what the card says. It's written right on the card.
That's
she
right.
had that.
Yes.
And then so we called her on Christmas and put Willow, which is my stepdaughter. She's 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And Willow says, "Grandma Pam, I wanted to just tell you my favorite gift I got for Christmas is I'm going to be a big sister." And my mother goes, "To who?" And then I get on the phone and I say, "Well, Mom, she's going to be a big sister." There's, "Yes, but to who?" And finally, we said, "A baby." "Yes, but whose baby?" I kid you not. And by then, all the air was out. And I was just like, "We're having a baby, Mom." She doesn't say anything, not a word about it. And I did get the gift you sent, and I appreciate it. And then later, right at the end of the conversation, she goes, you could almost hear her say, "Well, I guess," but she didn't. And then she goes, "Congratulations." Yes. And I was like, wow. But
how old's your mom?
Huh?
How old's your mom?
My mother is 17 years older than me.
She's so she had you very young.
Oh, yes. Barely 17 years older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's funny because I'm now much older than my child. I believe in putting a little distance.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
Make it very plain that you're the parent.
Very apparent. Yes. Make it look like, yes.
If I had to do it all over, I would do that. I would wait later. Yeah. Well, 17 was too close for me, too. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Drew Hayes.
Well, thank you. Now,
Drew has announced he's going to be a dad.
Do we know when?
July 31st.
Oh.
Yeah. we're at the end of the first trimester.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, mister. I'm walking in like Archie Bunker on All in the Family with the biggest panda stuffed bear you've ever seen.
Oh, that'll be so nice.
And I'm going to, this is for the baby.
That's right.
That's what I'm
now,
doing.
Now, Tom, can you, I mean, since you've had children at an older age, could you pen a book, write a book, on, you know, like the older dad's guide to something?
Like sure. You'll have a lot of great experiences early
I
on.
I will?
Yeah. It'll be, the under would be 30 days on the first time someone says to you, oh, your beautiful grandchild.
Uh-huh.
You'll be in some public place carrying the kid around in this fiberglass shell thing that clips, clips out of your car.
Do you let that go, or do you say, no, actually, this is mine?
It depends.
Take it from me. You'd be surprised.
No.
Stupid things people say during life events.
See, I had a dream really that the first thing that my child utters to me is, Daddy, when are you going to be done peeing? But I'm on Flomax now, so that I think that helps.
Yeah. Oh, they have the retrograde ejaculations, right, with Flomax?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, that's where it it just goes right back into your bladder.
Oh, my.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was popular in Hollywood for a little bit.
Yeah.
What?
It was all the rage.
What are you talking about?
It was in a movie. I think it's in the Kaminsky Method.
That's right. It is in the Kaminsky Method.
Yeah, the retrograde ejaculation.
Wow. Yeah. Are you going to be having any more? Because if not, you got a bunch of used crap that's outgrown now.
Oh, there you go.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, you've got... Well, wait a minute.
Maybe. I'm on a budget.
He might need some stuff. I'm telling you.
We've given away everything as it.
Okay.
I might have a baby seat, the little one, but those things.
I don't believe in those, but I'll take it.
You have no choice.
You're going to hold them on your lap.
You know what? Drew and
you
I.
You know what? That's what we did.
We stood up on the car seat while our parents were driving the car,
That's right.
Right in the front.
Faster, Daddy. Faster.
Faster, Daddy. Faster. Yeah. That's tap the brakes, Daddy. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, wait till you try to install a car seat. Your best bet's just to go to the local firehouse. They'll help you do it.
Because
it's
really?
Super tricky, yeah. And they won't let you leave the hospital without an absolutely approved newer baby seat in place.
And yours was a like a plastic shell that you eject out into space.
Yeah, it's
they're like baby. Superman.
They're incredible. They got a handle on it. You tote them around.
And there's
great.
A crystal in there with all the information.
Now, did you wear the thing where the it's universe? Like a papoose, where it's in a like a sack, like your marsupial?
Bjorn?
Where yeah, it's on the front of you.
Sometimes, not very often.
Have you seen the belt that was on Shark Tank? Did
that
you
thing's
see
amazing,
that?
And they'll sell a million of those.
There's like a Velcro attached belt that has a little shelf on it, where instead of just putting the baby on your hip.
They will sell a million.
You put this baby in what's more or less a shelf slot with a little back on it, and the baby just, it looks amazing and wonderful.
Yeah.
It has to help your back.
Yeah.
That's funny because my wife just brought that up last night, why her right hip always hurts because carrying a baby on your hip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's funny. It doesn't matter what culture you're in, how many thousands of years women still do that baby out because they have
and
a hip.
And you have to be really
out.
Careful in your advanced age. You might break a hip.
It could break a hip. Well, she doesn't have to worry about that. But I do.
Was again Drew Hastings going to become
That's
a father
so
for the first
I'm
time.
Very excited.
So you got one past the goalie. Oh,
yes,
right.
I got one past the goalie.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is wonderful
I'm
news.
I'm squealing with delight.
This is a man wonderful. Who 10 years ago didn't That's want great. Any kids around him at all.
Well, you have the stepdaughter, so that was sort of a trial.
That was kind
no,
of a trial.
This is the man who told the funniest I've ever laughed is when he told me, you know, sometimes these women I meet on the road, my love lasts for them as long as they walk down the hallway and get on the elevator. That's how long it lasts. And now look at you.
Yeah, it's just a whole different deal. But I'm like, I wasn't necessarily crazy about having kids, but when you marry a woman who is just a great mom and you look at her and you think, what a waste not to have a child with this person. So, I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Of course it makes sense.
There's nobody
she's awesome.
Else you wouldn't want to.
Don't have her go to the classes, though.
The what? Classes?
Yeah, that's a waste of time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when push comes to shove, all you can do is stand there and feel useless.
Really?
Go get ice chips and none of that
That's what
stuff.
He's saying.
Baby ice classes chips. Are a waste of time, is what you just said.
Yeah.
No, for people who don't know what they're doing, they're very
well, there's nothing for you to do unless you're an OBGYN.
Oh, my gosh. But it's nice to know the process, what to expect.
What would you want at one of these classes?
I've watched 15 episodes so far of Call the Midwife. I think I know what's going on.
I've heard that.
Oh,
are
you going
to
have a home birth?
I love that show.
Are you going to have a home birth?
Huh? Don't do that.
We wanted to do a home birth, but it's not covered by insurance to have a midwife.
With good reason. I'll tell you off the air.
You can chew the cord. Oh, there's a lot of people.
You can chew the cord, he said.
this might surprise you about Tom, but he's somewhat of an alarmist. I don't know if you know that or not.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7.
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.